You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference. And I've got the keynote speaker here with me, who's Dr. Walton Webson, who is the permanent representative to Antigua and Barbuda for the United Nations. Dr. Webson, would you just sort of give me a bit of an idea of what your keynote speaker is going to be about?
Hi, Toby. First, I'll give you a little correction. I am the Antigua and Barbuda's ambassador to the United Nations, slightly the other way around.
And we are in a sort of, you know, we're looking at the global context, aren't we, for sustainability. And, you know, so for blind and partially sighted people, there's loads of things happening at the moment. We've got all the AI that's happening, the artificial intelligence. There's also a lot to learn that we can learn from other nations, isn't there?
Absolutely. No, my keynote speech would generally, I'll be addressing the importance of technology to blind and partially sighted people. I think technology is, I like to say technology is the wheel. It transforms, it has transformed the lives of persons. And now that we are in an age of AI, there is greater transformation to be made. So I'll be speaking about that, but mainly I'll be speaking about the intersection, how you work together, because I think we have to start from the very concept and design stage, working with blind and partially sighted people, not when the product is done, because it doesn't always meet the expectation of the end user if you do not engage them from the very beginning.
Because I think that's one of the things, isn't it? There's lots of technology that's designed for blind and partially sighted people, with blind and partially sighted people, but there's obviously technology that's mainstream that's out there that is accessible. So I suppose it's bridging that sort of gap to make sure that something that's mainstream is as accessible as it can be.
Yes, bridging it is a great word. We have to bridge that gap, and we have to have universal design, because you also have to consider the market as well as the usability of the product. And I think what we were trying to do is to say that the marketplace is important, the end user is important, but it is critical that persons who are going to be the end user are involved from the inception of the concept of the project.
And what do you see, I suppose, as the outcomes of this conference over the next 2 days, where everyone's coming together? We got people from Google, we got people from Meta, we got people from blind organizations from across the world all coming together. What do you see coming out of the conference?
I think there will be greater conversation, I hope. There will be greater conversation between all the parties. That is to say, the blind and partially sighted community, the technology companies, the innovators, and all of that, so that we can build better products and improve them in terms of the use for persons who are blind and partially sighted.
And I think that's the most important thing about everything, is involving blind and partially sighted people at all stages, because there's so many blind and partially sighted people who are involved in technology as coders, as designers, as developers, and we know what we want, don't we, as blind and partially sighted people?
And that's the key thing, is getting us involved from the very beginning. In fact, I'm going to challenge the community, as I have done in the past at the science programs at the UN, for them to have things like hackathons with blind and partially sighted people only. Just let them come up with the solving a problem that they have identified, to see if there is a difference, to see if we can strengthen some of the products that are being designed these days.
Well, Dr. Webson, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and have a great conference over the next couple of days.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to sharing what we experience.